Okay, let's get started. This is Matthew Glanfield, the Chief Instructor for the BBO Traffic Series. And this is our traffic call all about how to get more traffic from video marketing. And video marketing is, one of the things you can say, the latest craze of the Internet over the past couple of years. It's really increased in popularity with sites such as YouTube and Google Video and Yahoo Video. And just the fact that more people are using broadband rather than dial-up, so it's become a capability that the Internet's actually able to deliver. And it's definitely the future of the Internet. I can see then the future video dominating even more of where it's used as more of the bigger corporations come online. All the broadcasting stations move a lot from TV to the Internet, or at least add Internet as a new source of getting more viewers for their channels. So it's definitely something that you need to pay attention to. And you need to use at least minimally. This is one of those traffic methods that everybody should be doing because it actually has other benefits other than just getting more traffic to your website. And we're going to talk about that in today's call. So I want to start off. I like to mention, you know, who is this traffic method for? Certain traffic methods work better in certain markets. Certain methods don't work in certain markets. And so I like to start that off so that you can know right away if this is something you should even be listening to, depending on the market that you're in. Well, with video marketing, it's definitely for everybody. There's advantages and disadvantages to every single kind of market that you are in using video. But video definitely, for traffic generation, is for everybody. And also for traffic conversion, it is for everybody. And the reason for that is because, well, think about it. If you go on TV, what kind of companies have commercials? Well, every kind of company has commercials. Any company that can afford to make commercials makes commercials. So that's definitely something that any company can do, any market can do. So whether it's an infomercial or a commercial or some sort of other kind of video, every market is able to use them to get more people to their website and to make more sales from those people. So let's talk a bit about why we want to use video before I go into the step-by-step method of how you can get a lot of traffic, not just a bit, but a lot of traffic to your website using video marketing. Well, first off, like I said before, video is becoming one of the most popular mediums for communication. If we look at the evolution of everything, when we go back, when it comes to entertainment, first off, it was the printed word that became the method of entertainment. People, or actually before that, obviously you had in-person, obviously acting and stage performances and everything like that. Then the printing press was developed and it was invented and created, and you see people actually writing newspapers to and columns in newspapers that are entertaining, and people could write books, and that became a medium for entertainment. Not that that medium will ever go away either, so you have to keep that in mind. It's not that video is going to replace text. It's just more that it is going to enhance it quite well and quite greatly on the Internet. So at first we had the written word, and then it kind of evolved from there to radio. So people started listening to the radio and getting entertainment from the radio. People would play songs, or they would have talk shows, or they'd have comedy, or they'd have information sessions, or whatever it might be. But the radio was the next level up from the written word. So you had first text, and then we go to audio. And then what happened after that? Well, the TV was invented, as everybody knows. And so people could watch TV, or actually even before that you had the movie theater where you could watch movies there, and then the TV was brought into the household. But video was the next to come along. So you have that evolution from text to audio to video. And the interesting thing is over the past 10, 15 years, you can see that the Internet did exactly the same thing. That it started off just text. In fact, it started off just text without any pictures because of how new it was, and we're talking 15, 20 years ago. And then after that, it started to evolve and include audio. And that became bigger as connection speeds were able to handle it, that there was MP3s and Flash, you know, streaming audio right there on the page that people could listen to. And so marketers who realized the power of being able to speak and actually have emotion behind words rather than just having the words there on the page quickly were able to increase their sales and make a lot more money. And audio became the craze. In fact, even just 2 or 3 years ago, audio was still the craze of Internet marketers. They didn't talk a lot about video because it was still a little difficult to do. And now we see video is coming in as the main player. Not that it's gotten rid of text or gotten rid of audio, but it replaces it in a lot of senses. Just as the TV replaced a lot of radio effectiveness, there's a lot less people listening to the radio. That doesn't mean that the radio will ever go away. It just means that it diminishes a bit. And when the radio came out, there was less people reading books. And that's just the way it is. More people will watch movies than read books. It doesn't mean that books will go away one day. Of course not. The written word is always powerful and will always be there. But if people who want to do entertainment completely ignore the fact that there's these new mediums for communication, then they're always going to be behind when it comes to their market share and how much money they can make. So do not ignore video, because it is becoming the most popular medium. People go online to watch trailers for movies. They go online for information videos. They go online just to waste time and to be entertained. And so, and most of that is through video, which is why YouTube is one of the top visited sites on the internet. So why else do we want to use video? Well, for one thing, like I said, it's easier to sell. Text, well-written copy, in a good sales letter without any audio or video will sell really well. But it's hard to get good at copywriting. In fact, it's a very, very valuable skill if you do acquire it. And you could easily go out and charge people a lot of money to write their sales letters if you get good at it. However, it's not as hard to make a good audio or video that will sell just as well as some copy. And I've tested this before where I didn't have a lot of time to make a sales letter, because I usually put a lot of time into a sales letter if I'm going to do it well. And so I would just throw a video on instead and have very little sales copy. And most of the time, it would do just as well, and sometimes even better than my sales copy, because I'm able to portray much more emotion and show people things through the video than what text and screenshots or pictures could do. So it's a lot easier to sell your customers or sell your visitors on whatever it is that you're doing, or it's easier to get them to go to your website, it's easier to get them to take action when you use video. It doesn't mean that text and audio can't do that. It just means that video is easier. Another thing that video is really powerful for is it has a much higher perceived value than a straight text article. If you think about it this way, somebody goes out and writes a 1,000-word article about, let's say, how to set up Google Analytics. They take you step by step, and they even include screenshots. That's very valuable. That's a valuable resource. But who's going to pay any money for that? Most people wouldn't. They would expect it to be free on somebody's blog or in an article directory. However, if somebody creates a video about how to set up Google Analytics, all of a sudden we have something of higher value that people might actually spend money on. Maybe not very much just because it's one little video, but they'll actually spend money on that. So it has a higher perceived value than text and audio. And I've found that tons of times. I found that I make a PowerPoint Camtasia video, and that's where I create a PowerPoint presentation, and then I record it using Camtasia while I talk into the microphone. And people eat that up. They love it. They love it so much more than art when I put out articles. And they just can't get enough of that. And the funny thing is, it's actually easier for me to make that than it is for me to write the article. So that's the next reason why. It's because people love them. And people love to waste time with them. Maybe if you're amongst one of the normal people on the internet, there's probably a lot of time that you've spent on YouTube watching videos that really have no meaning and have no point, just for entertainment value. And people just love that. They love to go on YouTube. They love to go on Google Video, and they just love to type in things and just watch videos. And they love to tell their friends about it as well. Another reason that we want to use video now is because more people than ever are using high speed. I just actually this morning before this call decided to check to see what percentage it really was. And now I didn't do a research study where I checked to see what the internet's like, but I went onto one of my websites because really that's what matters to me, how many of my visitors have high speed. So I went onto my one website, Affiliate Marketing Formula, which gets quite a number of visitors every day, and I checked to see how many of them are using dial-up. Because we have all sorts of different connections. We have cable, DSL, T1 connections, and all of those are considered high speed, and they could all handle video. And I have Google Analytics installed, so I'm able to go in and see exactly what their capacities are, their capabilities are. So I went and checked, and I was shocked to see how low it was. I knew it was low, but I didn't realize it was this low. What Google Analytics told me was 3.75% of my visitors were on dial-up. 3.75%. You realize how small that is? That's an incredibly small number. Now, I'm going to put one little disclaimer in here, because there's also one category where Google couldn't identify what speed they were using. So they could have been dial-up, they could have been cable, they could have been DSL. And that category was about 26%. So there's 26% that it was not sure of. So what that means is, let's say that all the ones it was unsure of were on dial-up, which is not the case. Some of them would be on different connection speeds. But let's just say, worst-case scenario, all the ones it was unsure of are on dial-up. Well, if we add the 3.75% to the 26%, we get roughly 30% of the people who visited my site were on dial-up. So that means 70% have high-speed connections, at least. Probably more like 80%, I would guess, but although I really don't know. If you wanted to do some research, you could always go to Google and type in different things to find out how many people actually are still on dial-up. It doesn't really matter in the end. What matters is the fact that it's declining, and it's declining rapidly. And it's just a true story. My parents, where they live out in the country, and I was growing up, and we only had dial-up, and they still have dial-up, mainly because they try to get high-speed so many different times. But for a long time, they resisted getting high-speed. They said, dial-up is enough. We don't need it for anything else. We just read our email, and we do just small things on the Internet. But now as their usage of the Internet has increased, they're wanting to upgrade. Well, they're not able to get cable because they're out in the country. They're not able to get DSL because they're out of range. And every high-speed wireless thing that comes their way, they have a forest right beside them, and it happens to block the towers. So they're trying their hardest to get high-speed. And they even have one provider who's coming in about 2 or 3 weeks to install this huge tower that will allow them to pick up a wireless signal and get high-speed Internet. So even my parents, who were most resistant to the idea of switching from dial-up to high-speed, now want to, and they really want to, because they've seen me and my brothers and everybody else at our houses in the city with our high-speed Internet, and they come over to download things now, which is kind of funny that they realize that they really want high-speed Internet. So even they're switching over, and they're out in the country, and they're an earlier generation who really didn't even care about the Internet at first until we came into the picture. So just more and more people are switching from dial-up to high-speed because high-speed is becoming more available in more areas and it's becoming more affordable, and because more people are using the Internet on a more frequent basis, which means they want something that's faster. Not the worst thing they do on the Internet is just to go around crawling on dial-up, and so most people want to switch. And so that's the way it is. It's just that there's more and more people that are able to view video. So having the excuse that, oh, well, people can't really view it because they're on dial-up, well, there's going to be some people that can't, but there's going to be such an increase in sales and traffic that will completely make up for those who can't view the video. And, of course, the more people that use video, the more people who will switch from dial-up because they're tired of going to all these sites and not being able to actually watch the videos or even use the site because it's too slow. The last reason why you want to use video is because they aren't hard to make. And I can prove this to you. Go to YouTube, and you can search for who has the most subscribers, so who's the most popular YouTubers, and watch their videos. And hopefully, they're not going to listen to this call, because I'll tell you right now, they're not very talented. They're not even very funny. I'm boggled to see how that they have as many subscribers as they do. Some of them have hundreds of thousands of subscribers, which is just insane. And their videos are just dumb. They're not just like, they're not entertaining dumb, they're just dumb. So they're not even good at making videos, and yet they're getting tons and tons of traffic from these videos. Now, you're not necessarily going to just go out and make a dumb video, that's not what I'm going to suggest, but I'm just trying to show you that it's not very hard to make a good video. On top of that, you could even forget about live video and just let's talk about Camtasia, and Camtasia's software made by TechSmith allows you to easily capture the screen that you can see in front of you on your monitor and record into a microphone while you're moving your mouse around and showing people what to do, or you're showing a PowerPoint presentation. That's really easy to make. In fact, that's what I make. So let's actually jump into that right now. Let's talk about different types of videos, and then we'll talk about ways that you can use them, and then we'll talk about the step-by-step methodology of getting a lot of traffic from them. First off, when it comes to types of videos, there's a couple of formats that are generally used, and one that I use a lot, and then one that I don't use so often, but is very effective as well. The two formats, the way I break it down, are there are screen capture videos, and there are live videos. And then there's hybrids where they use both. Screen capture video is basically where the video shows the person's monitor and what they are doing. And this can range from somebody playing a video game and recording what they're doing so other people can see what they did, so that's kind of fun to watch, to just showing somebody on a website how to use a website, where to click in order to use the shopping cart, or where to click to find information. Or it could be recording a PowerPoint presentation. And so there's actually a presentation being played in front of them while you speak. The other format being live, meaning like you take a camcorder and you record people. You record yourself, put it on a tripod, whatever you want to do. Live videos are a little harder to do. They're harder to do well, I should say. They're not very hard to do, but they're hard to do well because you need proper lighting, proper sound. And I'm not going to go into all these things. That's not the point of this call. The point of this call is not how to make really good videos. It's how to get a lot of traffic from your videos. So there's lots of video making courses out there, and I could spend hours talking about that, but I want to get to the point of just getting you more traffic. And you don't need really good videos in order to do that, by the way. But we'll get back to that in a second. So live videos are a little harder to do well, but they can be very effective as well, especially if they're done well. And then there's different styles of videos. And I've grouped them into three categories, and I think this is pretty much all-inclusive. You have the entertaining style. And this is mainly what you see on YouTube. People just kind of have entertainment. If you think of viral websites like AskAninja.com, which is really funny, if you go there, AskAninja.com, there's not really any sales message. Now, they do have a little commercial at the end, whoever their sponsor is, whoever the sponsor happens to be for that episode. And they also have their own store at AskAninja.com where they sell T-shirts and stuff like that. But the video is not him selling you the T-shirts and everything. The video is just pure entertainment, and then they throw in a commercial at the end. So if we take the commercial out of it, it's just a pure entertainment video. And if you think about it, TV shows are just entertainment. They may have commercials, but you'd still classify those TV shows as pure entertainment. Entertaining videos tend to be more viral because people love to tell other people about something that was funny or entertaining in some way. And so they're really great for certain industries. In fact, they're good for all industries, but they're great for certain industries, such as, let's say that you sell an ebook on how to level up really fast in World of Warcraft. Well, you could make an entertaining video of World of Warcraft of some sort. You know, have your guy dance or do a song or something that's funny, and that'll get passed around, and people will like it. And then, of course, you can throw in the commercial at the end about learning how to level up really fast, or you can have a link in the bottom of the video, whatever you want to do. But that would work really well for that industry. Entertainment videos can work for any industry, though. Just being goofy and doing something that's actually funny can be very viral and draw in a lot of traffic. Then we have a second type of video, which I call informational. And these ones, I guess you could classify as boring, although they're not always boring. They can be very interesting as well, but they're not necessarily entertaining. This could be a how-to video, for example. We have a video in the BBO Traffic Club that's how to set up Google Analytics on your website. And it's not entertaining. We don't have all this music going and bells and whistles and somebody dancing on the screen showing you how to set up Google Analytics. It's just showing you how to set up Google Analytics, showing you where to click on and what to type in and everything else. Very useful, and people find it very useful that want to set up Google Analytics. So informational videos are definitely useful as well. They have a different purpose. Entertaining videos have the purpose of entertaining so that you get more people to look at it, which gets it passed around and gets you more traffic. Informational are more to get people to want to learn more because you have really good information. So this is different, the same purpose of getting traffic, but different ways of going at it. And then you have a third style of what I like to call infotainment. And that's a combination of the two. Basically, what it is, it's an informational video that's also entertaining. Not just entertaining because it was good information, but because it's, you know, maybe a little funny, or maybe it just has dramatic effects in it. For example, if you creatively use PowerPoint with animations and sounds and other things that fly around, it can be entertaining as well as informational. So it's infotaining. You could have a funny commercial video, a commercial-like video, where you're teaching something, but at the same time, it's rather funny. Good example of that. I'm not sure if you've seen this yet, and I guess this will prove how viral it is. Go to stayathomeservers.com. Stayathomeservers.com. That's by Microsoft. Microsoft has come up with this new concept of having a home server where you set up this little box and it links all your computers together. You don't have to do file sharing. You can access your network from a remote location, not just at home. But they've made this series of videos, they're calling it stay-at-home server, playing off of the idea of stay-at-home moms and the controversy there. You know, should a server really be domesticated, or should it be at work? No, a server shouldn't be domesticated. They should only be in the office. And they even have like this fictitious children's book about where do stay-at-home servers come from. So if you go to stayathomeservers.com or stayathomeserver.com, I can't remember if it's plural or not. It probably has both of them. You can watch the videos there. And they're both entertaining, and they're actually informational, too, because they tell you the benefits of the home servers, the Microsoft home servers. So, and right there, I just told you about it, and you'll probably tell other people about it if you find it funny, which I actually found it. I found it very funny, and I told a lot of people about it, even though I don't plan on getting a Windows home server, at least not now. So obviously, you can have combinations. Another example would be a fun informational video such as adding music to it. I like the latest Stomper videos, goingnatural2.com, and I've been trying to mimic a lot of that too with some of my videos, making them a little bit more fun and adding a bit of music or sound effects to them so that they can be entertaining as well as informational. So you get these infotainment videos, and they're also great. In fact, they're usually the most effective because they get traffic and they're also viral. However, any of these three will work to get you traffic, whether it's entertaining, whether it's informational, or whether it's infotaining. So just remember that. When you're going to make a video, don't think it has to be clever and smart, or, sorry, clever and funny. It can just simply be very useful. Or it could be a combination of the two. So if you have a great idea for a funny video, go for it. Have a lot of fun with it. But if you don't have a great idea for a funny video, then just do a how-to video on how to do something in your industry. So which one's the best to use? Well, I'll say any, but I'll tell you which one I use and why. I prefer screen capture as opposed to live, and I prefer infotainment and informational. And the reason I prefer those formats and those styles is because they're easiest to do well. Entertaining, it can be easy to do well, as our fellow YouTubers have proven to us, but the easiest ones to do well is simply teaching people something. I remember watching a video just recently. I was on somebody's website. I don't remember the website name. But the video was basically this guy saying he wanted to teach people how to call their credit card companies and get a rate reduction, how to get a reduction in your credit card rate. And so he actually did it right there. He's like, I'm going to do it right now. And it was a live recording. And he hits speakerphone, and he calls up his credit card company, and he just did it, and he got a reduction in his credit card interest rate. And he just showed people how to do it right there. So it was a bit of infotainment, because it was kind of neat. It was a bit dramatic to watch him do it. And so that was just really effective. So it was easy for him to do. And that was a live video. Screen capture is easy to do as well. So I prefer screen capture, infotainment, and informational, because I find them easiest to do. But really, you can do it with any of them and make it successful. Live entertainment, live informational, live infotainment, screen capture entertaining, screen capture informational, screen capture infotainment. Or if you have a big budget and you really know Flash, you can make these really fancy Flash videos. Whatever. It's up to you. The content of the video is important, but what we're going to talk about more is how to use the video, not just the content, to get more traffic. So the type of video that you end up using is important, but at the same time is not so important. So do the one that you want to do. Don't base it off of what I do. Base it off of what you want to do, because they will all be effective. Now, there's two ways you are going to use your videos. The first one is for conversion, and there's two ways to use it for conversion. You can use your video for pre-selling, and you can use your video for selling. Pre-selling would be, for example, if somebody's on YouTube and they're searching for something, and let's say that you have informational videos on, or you have an ebook on how to level up fast in World of Warcraft. And so you've made these videos about how it's showing you how quickly you level up. And so people come there and they watch the video and they're like, hey, that's pretty neat. And then it says, visit my website for more details. You've just pre-sold them. And if they go to your website, then you're able to maybe have another video that talks about the ebook and the benefits that they'll have. That's selling them. So you can use it for pre-selling and you can use it for selling. Most of your videos should be pre-selling. We're going to be talking more about submitting videos to video sharing websites and how to get traffic. So those videos should be pre-selling videos, not selling videos. Selling videos are usually restricted to being on your website or wherever they can purchase. The other way you can use videos for traffic, and we are going to focus on this one. However, just one quick thing, you can easily use the same video for both traffic and conversion. And one of the simplest ways to talk about that is just to say you create the video, and instead of just hosting it on your site, put it in YouTube, and then host YouTube on your site. And that way you'll get traffic from YouTube, and you'll also have the video on your website for people to watch. So you can use it for both. But we are going to focus on how to get traffic from your video, not how to use it for conversion. So there's one last thing I want to talk about before we get into the step-by-step process of getting traffic from videos. And what that is the mindset that you need to have when submitting videos and the mindset that people have on these video sites such as YouTube or Google Video or Dailymotion or whatever they might be going on. It's not the same as having the videos on your own site. When I create a video for YouTube, it's different than when I create a video for my own site. If I create a video for my own site, it can be 15, 20 minutes long, and it can just be purely informational and not really have any call to actions in it, meaning like it just ends, doesn't really tell them what to do next. And that's because I have control over what they see on the page. And so on the page, I can have a call to action. After you finish watching this video, click here to go and purchase this product, or click here to sign up now, or fill out this form right now. I can have the call to action, so I have more control. And so that way I can tailor my video according to my website. But when you submit a video to YouTube or something, you have to make it differently. You have to make sure that the call to action is in the video, that your website is in the video. Also, when people are browsing YouTube, they are looking to be entertained. They're rarely looking for information. Sometimes they're looking to learn, but usually only if that learning is fun. Now, if they want to learn the secrets of a computer game, I keep going back to that because that's a very popular thing on YouTube. They want to learn the secrets or a cheat code of a computer game, they might go to YouTube for that because it's not only informational, but it's also entertaining. So it's a lot of infotainment there. But if somebody comes to your website, especially if they're already in your list and you're just emailing them about something, then you know obviously you don't have to entertain them as much. You can just give them really good information, and that'll be very effective. So there's another reason that you also need to submit your videos to the video sharing sites or the video search engines. It's because you get higher search engine rankings for doing it. Now, your website doesn't get any higher search engine rankings, but your videos will rank well. If you do search for almost anything in Google, you'll usually see a video from YouTube within the first two pages, usually. So there's all this traffic that Google is sending to YouTube when people type in certain things, and so you can get that traffic on your video and then, of course, turn that traffic over to your website. So you combine this reason, the search engine rankings, with the whole viral factor and combining it with the call to action and the entertaining factor of your videos and the infotaining factor of your videos, and you can get an incredibly large amount of traffic. In fact, on one of our non-internet marketing sites, this is our third most popular source of traffic. And our number one is Google. Our number two is another website that we're active on. And number three is YouTube. That is just from YouTube, not even from all the other video directories. And so it's definitely something that you can get a lot of traffic from. So are you ready to learn the step-by-step method on how to get traffic from video? We're going to jump into that right now. And just remember, if you have any questions and you're listening to this live, just type in the question in the Q&A form. And I will answer at the end of the call or throughout the call if it's something that's pertinent to what I am talking about at the time. Okay, so let's talk about the three-step process of getting a whole lot of traffic with your videos. Hopefully you have a pen and paper ready because this is really, really complex. Step number one, make the video. Step number two, submit the video to video sharing sites such as YouTube. Step number three, repeat. That is the step-by-step process of how to get a lot of traffic with videos. Now, obviously, you're going to want a little bit more detail than that, and, of course, I'm going to give it. But that is really all there is to it. You make videos, you submit them to the video sharing sites. There's not really any other secrets to it. There's some little things that you can tweak in your videos and in your titles and descriptions and all of that, and we're going to talk about that right now. But if all you did was create a lot of videos and submit them to the video sharing sites, you could get a lot of traffic, as long as you didn't make any critical mistakes, which we'll talk about. So let's start with the first step, making the video. Well, here's some guidelines. So, of course, have your pen and paper ready, because these guidelines are actually really important. First off, your video should be no longer than 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes and 1 second. The reason for that is because some of the video sharing sites have a limit of 10 minutes, such as YouTube, which is going to probably be your most popular one. So keep your videos below 10 minutes. If you want to make a 15-minute video, make 2 7.5-minute videos. It's actually better to have multiple videos. In fact, in one of the businesses that we run where we make videos, we tend to keep them to 2 or 3 minutes long to keep people interested. 10 minutes can be a little long unless it's really, really entertaining. But most likely, you should keep them to 2 or 3 minutes long. And so if you're finding that it's 7 minutes long, just edit it. You can just cut out a lot of the unnecessary stuff or break it up. It's better to have 5 2-minute videos than to have 1 10-minute video because you get more exposure in the video sharing sites. So create shorter videos, no more than 10 minutes, but I would say 2 to 3 minutes at most, maybe 4 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. But really, come on, make a bunch of small videos rather than a few big videos. And also, just another technical thing, the compiled video, the MPEG or the AVI, whatever you end up making it, should be no bigger than 100 megabytes because most of the sites will have a limit of that size, especially YouTube. So no more than 10 minutes, but really no more than 3 or 4 minutes, and no bigger than 100 megabytes. And when you create the video, you're creating it with the intention of driving traffic. So here's a few little tips when you're creating your video. First off, show your website along the bottom the entire time. So if www.bbotrafficclub.com can show on the bottom of the video the entire time. At the beginning of the video, start with your website. When you introduce yourself, hello, this is Matthew from bbotrafficclub.com. Make sure you enunciate it because most people don't. Hello, this is Matthew from bbotrafficclub.com. Now, people aren't going to be able to type that in. So, and on top of that, of course, it'll be below on the bottom of the video. If you're not able to add it to the bottom of the video, have it at the beginning as a little splash screen. You know, Matthew from bbotrafficclub.com. Have it show for 2 or 3 seconds and then start the video. You're also going to end your video with a call to action, such as subscribe. You know, click on or go to www.bbotrafficclub.com to sign up for our free newsletter or for our free membership. Or you might just tell them to go and check out something. You know, go to this website to learn more, or just go to our website to see more videos. And that's very appealing because if they liked your video, then they're going to want to see more. So tell them to go to your website and they'll go and see more videos. So, and anything else you can do to get traffic to your website. If in your video you can tell them to go to your website for something very specific, for example, if you're in there and you're talking about all the different video sharing sites, if I were to make a video about how to get traffic, I would say, first off, make your video. Second off, submit it to all the video sites. For a complete list of really good video sites that I recommend, go to www.bbotrafficclub.com/recommended sites. And you just, within your video, have encouraged them also to visit your site, which will, of course, get you more traffic. So everything you do in your video, just consider how you can get people to go to your website while watching your video and after watching your video. If you can get them to do it while they're watching your video, that's great, because that means that you've gotten them so interested that they're leaving your video to go to your website. But at the least, after they're done watching your video, they can go to your website. Now, I'm just talking about the video itself, not the description or the title that we're going to put into YouTube. So just the video itself, by itself, needs to get traffic. And the reason that you want to do this, well, there's a couple of reasons. First off, they're more effective. But second off, because people might take your video and put them on their own websites. And you definitely don't want to disable that. Some people disable that so people can't put their YouTube video of their video on their website. I think that's kind of stupid. Why put it on a video sharing site if you don't really want to share it? So don't disable that. Allow people to do that. So if people take your video and they put it on their website, it loses all of its title and description and everything else that you get to submit. So all that's really there is the video, and you don't have control over the content around the video. So why not, in the video, give them the website to go to? And that way, no matter where it gets put, because if it becomes really popular and everybody starts posting on their websites, it'd be really a shame for you not to have a mechanism to get traffic from that. It would be a real shame. So make sure that in the website or in the video you mention your website, have it there along the bottom the whole time is the best method. Say it at the beginning, give them a call to action at the end. That way you can maximize how many people go to your website while or after watching your video. And of course, the video can be Camtasia, live, it can be entertaining, it could be infotaining, it could be informational, whatever. It's just like we talked about before. This is the content of the video is that's completely up to you and whatever your market happens to be. So the next thing is, step number two, we want to take that video and submit it to the video sharing sites. I'm going to give you a small list, although there's a huge list that you can submit to, but I'll give you a few of them and then I'll tell you where you can find even more. You're going to submit it to sites such as Google Video, Yahoo Video, YouTube.com, obviously, iFilm, I is the letter I, film.com, DailyMotion.com, BlinkX.com, Blip.tv. Or what you can do is do what I did, go to Google and search for list of video sites or list of video sharing sites. And number one ranking, at least when I checked, was a list of 62 sites on somebody's blog. And they're all really good sites. So you can submit it to all of those. And you're probably thinking to yourself, oh man, that's a lot of submitting to do. It's like, this is like article marketing. It's just got to go into all these sites and submit it. And you're right, it is a big pain in the butt because you have to go and manually submit your video to all these individual sites. You got to open accounts at all of them, and then you have to go and you have to submit them and make sure you pass all their editorial guidelines and everything else like that. And if you really wanted to go all out with this, you'll submit it to 50-plus sites. You won't just submit it to the top six. You'll submit it to as many as you can. And that way you can get better search engine rankings. I've seen people get the top, like, four of the top 10 search engine rankings for their video for certain keywords. Somebody types in a keyword, and the front page of Google, number one, was one of their videos on one of the sites, and then number three, four, and six were video the same video on other sites. So it dominated in the first page. So why just submit it to one, even if it is the most popular? Why just don't just submit to YouTube, although you definitely want to submit to YouTube. Now, you can automate this by using software. There's always tools. Whenever there's a method for getting traffic, you are sure that there will be marketers out there who will create the software necessary to make it easier for you to do. And obviously, they'll charge you for it. So you'll save time, but you'll spend money. So you have to determine which one you want to do. If you have a lot of time but no money, do it manually. Maybe just choose the top 20 sites, if that's all you can really handle. But if you have a bit of money, then this is what I recommend. YourTrafficGeyser.com. That's your, Y-O-U-R, Traffic Geyser, G-E-Y-S-E-R.com. YourTrafficGeyser.com. What you do is it works a lot like Article Announcer for article marketing. Is you go in there and you have to open up an account. You have to do some manual work at first. You have to open up an account at all the different video sites that you want to submit to on a regular basis. And then you enter your login credentials into yourtrafficgeyser.com. And then what you do is you upload your video to yourtrafficgeyser.com rather than to each of the sites. And then you fill out a few little things. It takes you about 10 minutes. And then it submits it to all of the various video sharing sites. And it's got a pretty good list of them too. And you can be sure that it has the most popular ones as well. So you don't have to worry about going and doing anything manually after you submit it to yourtrafficgeyser.com. So I actually highly recommend that you use that. If you're going to use this as a major strategy and have a lot of fun with video marketing and want to get a lot of traffic from it, it would be foolish for you not to use yourtrafficgeyser.com. There might be some other services out there. I've seen some others that allow you to submit to certain sites. But yourtrafficgeyser.com definitely is one of the best ones for getting it out to a lot of the popular sites. So that's what you want to be using. Now, one other thing that we need to talk about when submitting your video to video sharing sites are three things that you get to submit along with it. And that is the title of the video, the description of the video and the tag of the video, or the tags. And the tags basically is the keywords that you want your video to show up for when people search in those video search engines or the video sharing sites. They let you define what you want to appear for, because a video really can't be indexed by the search engine. The search engine can't watch your video and figure out what it's about. So you need to describe it as best as possible. A lot of people make critical mistakes here. And the critical mistake that they do is their title is very plain, their description has three words, and they use three or four tags. This is where you're going to make the search engine rankings. Your video has nothing to do with the search engine rankings. Nothing. Because, like I said, the Google spider cannot watch a video. It cannot pick out keywords from your video. The video is as good as blank text to a search engine. So the thing that's going to make your video get high search engine rankings, and also high rankings within the video sharing site itself, is the keywords in the title, the description, and the tags. And so here's what you need to do. All three of those need to contain the major keywords that you want to rank for. Let's go back to the example of, let's say you have a video that teaches people how to level up fast with World of Warcraft. So they want to get to level 70 really fast. And so the title of the video should be something along the lines of Level Up Fast in World of Warcraft, or World of Warcraft Fast Leveling, or Level 70 Fast Leveling World of Warcraft. Get those keywords in there. You don't want to spam, although you could. I'll tell you right now that they're still pretty new that you can get away with that to some degree, but it's not going to be good for people who want to look at your video. Just remember that. People have to look at it. Sure, you might rank well in the search engines, but then people have to actually want to click on your video when they see that title. So if your title is World of Warcraft, World of Warcraft, World of Warcraft, Level 70, Level 70, Level 70, obviously that's not going to do well. People see that and they'll know you're just spamming and they won't want to watch your video. So use relevant titles, but use keyword-rich titles. Avoid useless words. Okay, so, for example, setting up Google Analytics on your website, a video like that, I could make the title, How You Can Set Up Google Analytics on Your Website. That could be the title. And that's not a bad title. It has Google Analytics in it and set up in it. And so, you know, that could rank well. But instead, I would say, setting up Google Analytics might be what I say, or tracking better - setting up Google Analytics, or easy way to set up Google Analytics. I'll try to use more keywords in there in the title. Your description is also very important. Now, with a description, the very first thing that should be in your description should be your website, and it should start with an HTTP. So http://www.yourwebsite.com. And the reason you want that is because in most of the video sharing sites, they'll actually parse URLs. And what that means is if it has an HTTP especially, this in YouTube it only works if you have an HTTP, it'll actually make that clickable, which means when somebody's watching your video and they look at the description, that link that you have in there, people can actually click on and it'll take them to your website. Whereas if you just have www without the HTTP, it's not usually clickable. Maybe in some other video sharing sites it is, but in YouTube it's not. And on top of that, the description usually gets collapsed. When people are watching the video, they see just the first few words of your description, and they have to click on a link to show more of the description. And so by having the URL at the beginning of the description, it's right there for people to click on. So start with your URL, starting with http://, and then make sure your description is as long as you possibly can make it, with as many keywords in it as you possibly can. And then when it comes to the tags, stuff them with keywords. And that might sound like a black hat thing to do, but it's not. You don't stuff them with irrelevant keywords. You stuff them with relevant keywords. But for example, if you're allowed to have up to 255 characters of tags, use 255 characters, or, you know, within 5-10 characters. And don't repeat words. So if you're doing internet marketing, internet traffic, don't repeat internet. Say internet marketing traffic. Most of them, they don't really look at the keywords as individual things. They look at it as a group of words that they'll use to rank your website. So make sure that you use as many tag keywords as you can. You don't usually get to do too many. I think it's usually a limit of 200 to 255 characters. It really depends on the video site, but that's what you normally see. But make sure you use keywords everywhere in the title and the description and then the tags. And of course, your description should have something useful in it. It shouldn't just be a bunch of keywords. It should be paragraphs with the keywords in it, starting with the URL to your website, starting with http://. Another word on keywords, and this is something I see that's kind of funny, is only use keywords that people actually search for. And I'll tell you something right now. Nobody searches for your name. So don't use whatever your name is in the tags, unless you're famous. If you're famous or people are well-known and they are looking for your videos, then sure, go ahead and put them in the tags. But for most of the time, people don't really know who you are. And if they do, they're not going to search for your name. They'll search for what they're looking for. If they know who you are and they know your website, they'll just go to your website. So you don't get tons of searches on your name. So don't waste tag space in there with your name. If you really want to have your name in there somewhere, put it in the description. It won't be wasting as much space there. I've seen people put the nickname that they go by in their videos as one of the tags. And nobody searches for it, so why waste the tag space to have that nickname? Just stick it in the description somewhere in case somebody actually does search for it so they can still find your website or your video. So use useful keywords, not keywords that really are not searched for. And so if you do that, and that's really all there is to it, use keywords in your titles, your descriptions, and your tags, submit the videos to all the major video sharing sites, use yourtrafficgeyser.com in order to do that. I think they have a trial or something that you can go and start for a dollar or something for a couple of weeks. I can't remember it. If you go and take a look there. It's been a while since I signed up for it because I just use it now. But it's a useful site for you to get even more of your videos submitted at a much faster pace. And then step number three is repeat. And I'll put in a few words of advice here. The more often you do this, the better it is. It's like article marketing. It's like search engine optimization. The more often you make videos and submit them, the more traffic you're going to get. That's as simply as it is. How many should you do? As many as you can. If you can do one every day, that'd be great. That can be a lot of work, though. Do them at least once or twice a week if you're serious about this. If you really want to get into it, once a day is a great way to do it. And maybe even twice a day if you're fanatical. And you can also use your videos in all sorts of other places. If you have social networking sites like Facebook or Squidoo or Hub Pages, we talked about before about getting links from these, put your videos in them. Get them all over the place, especially with the YouTube videos, because the more views a video gets in YouTube, the higher it ranks in the YouTube search engine. At least that's one thing that seems to be evident. And so if you put your video everywhere else, in your blog and in the social networking sites, and more people watch it, then it'll have a snowball effect because now YouTube will rank it higher, which means more people will even see it on YouTube, which means you'll get even more traffic. So use your videos everywhere because they're useful. They should be good. They should be useful. Stick them on your blogs. Tell your subscribers about them. Get them to start leaving comments on them. That way it gets discussions going and it makes even more people want to visit your site. So that's all there is to getting a ton of traffic. And this is not a small amount of traffic. This is a large amount of traffic that you can get if you do this properly. And the more you do it, the better it will be. Out of all the traffic methods, I say this is one of the must-dos because you should be creating videos anyways. But, of course, that's something for you to determine whether you want to do. But videos should be a main part of your marketing. And if they aren't right now, they should be within the next 6 months. And so you should kind of position yourself to learn all the things necessary in order for this to become something that you regularly do on a regular basis. Okay, so there is the training for the video marketing. And now if there's any questions, I'll take them right now. I'm just going to check to see if anybody submitted any so far. But if you have any questions right now and you're listening to this call live, just go ahead and use the Q&A form on the webcast page. And you can ask the questions there. And I'll go through the questions right now. I see we have a few submitted. So we have Brian from St. Catharines asking, what are tags and how do you set them up? I just explained that, so I think you asked the question before I explained it, but just a brief review. When you submit a video, you also submit a title, a description, and the tag, or the tags. And the tags are the keywords that you want your video to show up for in the search engines. So if your video is all about internet marketing, you'd use internet marketing as one of your tags. And you want to maximize how many tags you use so that your video can have the best coverage over the search engines. We have Brian also asking, how do you use Camtasia? Okay, that's beyond the scope of this teleseminar. But basically, go to techsmith.com first off to get Camtasia. And the way that you use it, I'll give you a brief overview because it's not too hard to learn. It's a slight learning curve. It might take a couple of hours to get good at it. But really, a couple hours isn't that long. What you're doing is you open up Camtasia and it has a record button. You click that record button and it takes you through this wizard that says, okay, what do you want to record? And you can specify where on the screen you want to record, or you can just tell it, record the whole screen. And then you hit record, and you have your microphone hooked up at the same time, and it records the screen. And you talk into the microphone. And you can move your mouse around, it'll record where your mouse goes, and you can click on things, and you can move things around. You can have a PowerPoint presentation going in front of you, but it just records whatever is on the screen, as well as whatever you say into the microphone. And once you're finished, you can edit that recording just like you would a regular movie. And you can add music to it, or you can edit out parts so that if you make mistakes, you don't have to start the whole video over. Just go through and edit that out. And Camtasia does all of this. And it's actually very straightforward to use. You can get good at it really quickly. It doesn't take a lot of learning. I don't like software that takes me forever to learn. And Camtasia is not one of those. Brian's also asking, what do you need to physically to take a video? All you really need is a camcorder. Now, this gets into a little bit more as well, because a camcorder, you need to be careful of what you buy. Here's some basic things for a camcorder if you're going to buy one. Make sure it has a microphone input so that you could actually replace the built-in microphone, because the built-in microphone usually has poor sound quality, and one thing that you need in a video is good sound quality. Otherwise, it looks really unprofessional. The video isn't so important. You need good lighting as well. But when you put it up on YouTube, it kind of gets degraded in quality. So what doesn't get degraded in quality, though, usually is the audio. So being able to plug in some sort of lapel mic, which you can also buy. So get a camcorder that has a mic input, and then get a lapel mic that you can plug into that mic and then hook up onto your lapel, and that'll be really good for sound as well. Other than that, make sure you get a tripod, and you also need some sort of cable to hook up your camera to your computer so you can download the video onto your computer. Usually that's what's called FireWire, but most of them use. In fact, if you have FireWire, you can hook it up to your computer and record right onto your computer rather than recording onto a tape. So that's all you really need. And some good lights, but you can just use lamps and things if you want to, or if you have a room that has some good fluorescent lighting in it, that's usually good enough lighting. We got Richard from England asking, who can we use for making live videos? If you mean actually hiring somebody, I don't know of anybody. Off the top of my head, I don't know, because I don't actually hire people to make live videos for me. I just do my videos myself. So I don't have that information for you, Richard. I apologize. But if you go to Google and type in live video making services or something like that, I'm sure you can find some companies. But it's probably not going to be cheap. It'll probably be really expensive. And it probably won't even be what you really want. I would suggest getting good at doing it yourself or having people you know do it. But I'm sure there's companies out there that'll do that for you as well for certain prices. If there's any other questions, just go ahead and use the Q&A form right now, and I will answer anything else that you have. Otherwise, we'll finish the call. I'll just stick around for another 20 or 30 seconds, make sure that, because there's a bit of a delay with the webcast, that you have time to enter in your questions. Just remember, just use the Q&A form. If you don't want me to know who asked, you want to be anonymous, then just don't put your name and where you're from, and it won't show me who you are. And that way, if you have something that you're kind of embarrassed to ask, you do it anyways. That's fine. Okay, doesn't look like we have any more questions, so we'll finish here. Hope everybody enjoyed this call, and hopefully, like all the other calls, you will take action. Obviously, you can't take action on all 9 traffic methods right away, but make sure you take action on something so you can get more traffic to your website. This is Matthew Glanfield from the BBO Institute. Have a great week.